way this offense is performing right now, it looks like on any given week, 6-7 guys can be targets and making plays.
Right.
How much fun is that in the room when you know, or in the huddle when you know on any play you can get your number called?
I mean, it's fun because it's like you're out there playing with your buddies, you know what I mean? And everybody has an opportunity to be successful. And you know that there's not one, like, feature guy. You all have an opportunity to, like you said, be successful and make plays. And so that's really a great feeling. I think, honestly, it helps me play a little looser and just know that at any given moment I can be, have a big play kind of thing. So,
is that sort of the way this offense was envisioned when you bring in so many different targets? Is that sort of like it's working out the way they had hoped?
I mean, I think that's how you hopefully envision every offense. You know, obviously that's not the case in some schemes, but I definitely think here that was the goal from day one. And obviously I think we've gotten some very talented guys in here that have allowed us to kind of execute that better.
The success on first down, I think you guys lead the league in yards per play on first down. How much does that open up the offense when you're playing in second and third and short?
I mean, anything's a possibility in second and third and short. And, you know, I think some of those are just huge, gigantic plays for touchdowns. So that's always nice when you don't have to go on a 12 or 13 play drive. It's just one and done. That's also pretty special. So, yeah, I just think it's made everything so much easier for us and for Kyle, I'm sure, too.
Trent Dilfer, I think it was, said this week that he's never watched on film and seen more first and second options wide open on first and second down. Sure, so much attention being paid to what Robert's doing, that zone read. But are there times where you're running through the middle of the field and you're going, no one's guarding me right now?
You kind of run around and, you know, you trust Robert, obviously, because, you know, he's a very talented player. He sees the field very well. So you're like, I think I'm open, but maybe not, you know. So you kind of defer to his judgment and,
You guys have been playing must-win games now for the better part of a month. When you're redlining for this long and you know that you still got to keep going for a few more weeks, how tough is that?
It's definitely difficult. You know, you got to be dialed in 24/7 kind of thing. But, you know, that's why we get paid the big bucks, is for these kind of moments in the season where, you know, it's kind of do or die. And hopefully we can keep going and keep winning these must-wins, like you were saying.
How much does belief play into it that you guys – been making the plays, now you're starting to see the wins that you feel in any given situation you can make that play?
I mean, absolutely, that's huge. Like, the more plays you make, the more confident you feel. The more plays an offense makes, the more confidence an offense feels. So, definitely the success we've been having the past couple weeks has been huge in terms of building our belief and building our hopes in terms of the postseason.